Time for Fit Life Radio. I'm Jimmy Page.
Many people think that what they do on The Biggest Loser is extreme. They claim that it's unrealistic and that unless they are sent away for 16 weeks, it's impossible. So today we're going to determine if The Biggest Loser diet really is extreme. First, Webster's Dictionary defines extreme as going beyond a normal or acceptable limit in degree or amount. So let's take a look. The Biggest Loser diet is based on a pyramid of 4-3-2-1. 4 servings of fruits and vegetables, 3 servings of lean protein, 2 servings of whole grains, and 1 extra serving of sweets, fats, oils, or any of the above items. Along with good old-fashioned exercise, eating a diet based largely on fruits, vegetables, lean protein, and whole grains will lower cholesterol, decrease blood pressure, help you lose weight, and give you more energy. The diet encourages eating food the way God made it. It also promotes the keys of 1, eating breakfast, 2, eating smaller, more frequent meals, 3, avoiding highly processed foods like white breads and sweets, and 4, portion control, eating only as much food as your body needs. When compared with the alternatives of diet pills or gastric bypass surgery, it's not extreme at all. In fact, if you make it part of your healthy lifestyle, I would be absolutely shocked if you didn't reach your weight loss goals. Live a fit life. Come on, you can do this. This Fit Life Radio segment is brought to you by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. For more information, visit the website, fcahealthandfitness.org.